In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 25th day of the last month of Baba. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and our iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. Oh, my brethren, Amen. On this day, the righteous saint of Apollo, who was like the angel, and Abba Apeeb, the pious worshipper, departed. Abba Apollo was born in the city of Achmim. His father's name was Amani, and his mother's name was Isa. They were righteous before God, walking in his way and loving to the strangers, and saints. They did not have a son. One night, Abba Apollo's mother saw in a dream a shining man who had a tree with him. He planted it in her house, and it grew and bore fruit. He told her, "Whoever shall eat of this fruit shall live forever." She ate from it and found it sweet, and she said, "I wonder if I would have a fruit." When she awoke from her sleep, she told her husband about what she had seen. He told her that he had seen the same vision, and they glorified the Lord. They added to their works of righteousness to their striving. They fasted for 2 days on only bread and salt. After a while, she conceived, and she prayed fervently until the child was born. They called him Apollo, and they advanced in their piety. When the boy had grown up and studied theology, he longed for the monastic life. This longing grew when he met a friend called Abib. They went together to one of the monasteries and they became monks there. They practiced many ascetic works. They lived a good life that was pleasing to God. The saint of Abib departed on the 25th of Baba. Serapion sent Apollo, thereupon Saint Apollo went to Ablug Mount, and many gathered around him. He taught them the fear of God and the acceptable worship. On the 25th day of Abib, they celebrated the commemoration of the saint of Abib. To fulfill the saying of the Holy Bible, the righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. This is in Psalm 112. Abba Apollo lived for many years after that, and he had monasteries and many brethren. He was contemporary of Saint Macarius the Great, who, when heard about Saint Apollo, rejoiced. Saint Macarius wrote him a letter to comfort him and the brothers, and to confirm them in their obedience to the Lord. Abba Apollo knew by the Spirit that Saint Macarius was writing them a letter. There were many around him speaking the word of God. He said to them, "Listen, my brethren, behold, the great Abba Macarius is writing to us a letter full of comforting and spiritual teaching." When the brother arrived with the letter, they received him with joy, then read it, and their hearts were consoled. Saint Apollo was the one who went to Saint Ammonius and saw the holy woman who stood in the middle of the fire but did not burn. When the Lord Christ wished to relieve him from the labor of this world, he departed in peace. His prayer be with us. Amen. On this day also was the commemoration of the church, the commemoration of the church of Saint Julius el Akfasi. This saint was martyred in the city of Tewa. This took place after the perishing of Diocletian and during the reign of Constantine, a short while before he was baptized. When Constantine was baptized, the Christian kingdom spread and the churches were built in the names of the martyrs. They were slain in the name of the martyrs that were slain by the infidel emperors. Emperor Constantine heard the report of Saint Julius and how the Lord has chosen Saint Julius and preserved him along with his men to care for the bodies of the martyrs. He carried their bodies, shrouded them, wrote their biographies, and how they were finally martyred. He sent each martyr to his hometown. The emperor praised the strife of these saints and blessed his work. He sent much money to Egypt and commanded that a church be built for him in Alexandria. The church was built and his body was transferred to it. The church was consecrated by the Patriarch of Alexandros with some bishop. A feast was arranged on this day. His intercession be for us, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.